Melanie O'Gorman's going to go back with Suncraze, she hopes. Morning, Mel.
Andrew, how are you?
Very well. You've got the same crew together.
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought that they could do it again? And they were very confident, the team from Dorigo, Gary Penfold and a syndicate would drink at the Heritage Hotel Motel in Dorigo. They've been very upbeat and positive about winning another slot. I spoke to them a couple of weeks ago, and as I said, they were very positive about it. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be exciting? So here they are. They've done it again.
It's a marvellous thing. I mean, there were 215,000 tickets sold, and they've lobbed the same. They've lobbed a ticket one, doing it again. But they've decided, hey, Suncraze ran second. That horse can go one better this year.
Yeah, I was thrilled. As I said, they rang me a couple of weeks ago to ask my plans with the horse and how I felt he was going, and sort of intimated that they'd be very keen to take him to the race again should they be lucky enough to win another slot. So it's been in the back of my mind, and hoping that they could do it again or that someone would select him. So what a thrill. It was a lovely gesture of Anthony Galgate, the owner, as well, this time last year when we were selected by Gary and the team from Dorigo. I felt that he cut them a very fair deal on the prize money, Andrew.
Yep.
And I think, their loyalty this year, that just definitely paid off, and that shows they've come back again and happy to take him through to the race this year. So, hopefully I can do them proud again.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They ran second last year, but everyone around the race just enjoyed the day so much.
Such a great atmosphere. I've said to so many people, I really think it's become the best day's racing at Randwick. The atmosphere there on Everest Day is just like no other. It's amazing to hear the crowd roar when the gates open and watch such spectacular sprinters in that race and such amazing prize money. It's really become such a feature day and such a great atmosphere. And yeah, the guys from Dorigo, I'm sure you've spoken to them all before, but I mean, they really had such a thrill, obviously running second and taking home, I think they took home roughly $115,000 or $120,000 for running second with Suncraze last year. So obviously that's a real bonus, but they just enjoyed the whole experience so much. I think some of them hadn't been to Randwick before, and to be there on a day like Everest Day was amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, you better update on the horse. We saw you when we did that drought tour a few months ago now, but slowly, slowly now a couple of trials. What are we thinking?
Andrew, at this stage I'll be nominating for just a Benchmark 88 at Randwick next Saturday, over 1,200. He's won first up over 1,200 at Randwick before. He likes Randwick. We ran third sort of this time last year behind Trekking, and that's how off that third, we were selected for the Kosciuszko. So he'll just have the one run and then nothing more till the race now.
Okay, so the one run and then a bit of a freshen up into October 19.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's pretty much the same plan. That's the same program that I did with him last year. He's a fresh horse. So once I get him fit, I don't need to do much with him. Just keep him ticking over. And he had a really firm trial a few weeks ago at Scone, where I put some pressure on him and I was really happy with how he came through that. He had a second trial, which was a lot quieter. Hopefully we just run a nice race on Saturday week here at Randwick, and then a couple of weeks, which is perfect for that horse, to just keep him fresh for the main race.
And have you linked a jockey yet or not?
Do you know what? At this stage, I've got Nashville Willa booked to ride him next Saturday. And the plan was that he'd have first offer on him for the race if he's happy with what he sees next week.
Okay, we'll monitor that as we go. Hey, Mel, please tell me it's rained.
Andrew, unfortunately, no. We've really had nothing. Probably not a drop since we saw you when you did the tour out west and brought the show up to Tamworth and then headed out to Rodney Robb. But we really haven't had any rain whatsoever. I think a few places we've had the odd storm, but last week with the wind, it was like planet Mars. You just couldn't believe how bad the weather was with the dust storms and the gale force winds and topsoil just disappearing before your eyes. Unfortunately, it's looking like it's going to be a really frighteningly hot, dry summer.
Yeah, it's I don't know what we do. Listeners are probably sick and tired of me talking about it, but I feel so much for the country areas. You know, we've got those fires last weekend and the fires up in Queensland that their areas are so dry that, I don't know, what in the hell have we done? Many of the oldies sort of say, you know, this is an Australian drought that, we've had in the past that will come out of it. But, gee, there's not a glimmer there at this stage, Mel. And coming back to racing, I know many race clubs are very much concerned about the lack of water because there's no rain, and the local councils are saying, well, you can't have water now because we've got to look after the whole local community. So it's becoming more than just a drought now. It's impacting so many people.
Andrew, that's right. And, I mean, I had horses set for a showcase meeting at Armidale coming up. Again, that was due to be held only in 10 days' time, Sunday week at Armidale. And, you know, I had four nice horses going to that meeting, great prize money on offer, $30,000 a race. There was a country-only maiden for $40,000. And unfortunately, for a club like Armidale, who do a fantastic job, due to the lack of water for the whole town, as you said, the council won't allow them to put any irrigation on their course proper. So they've had to abandon that meeting. So again, that's losing revenue for the club, for the staff there. As you said, the town of Gyra ran out of water some months ago, maybe even when I spoke to you at Tamworth.
Yeah.
And so a town like Armidale is now supplying town water to the community of Gyra as well. And now Armidale are very, you know, they're very low on water, so much so that the clubs and sporting fields and things just can't, you know, it's really hard to operate.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's just devastation, and I keep reminding it because the large majority of our listeners are in Sydney and down the coast, and we've had rain, and we talk about heavy tracks and complaining of it, and I have the tendency of now of not going that way because I know many of our country listeners get upset when we start talking like that, and we've just got to pray that rain arrives at some point and very quickly. Hey, Mel, thanks for joining us. Good luck with Suncraze on Saturday week. Great to have you back in the race.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mel.